You are still listening to Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000 at 7:09, time to look at developments on the market. ETF SA's Narina Fissa joins us in studio. Good evening, Narina.
Good evening, Tumi, and thanks for having me on this lovely Monday evening.
Thank you, ma'am. The all shade in the red saw our resources, but industrials and financials in the green. What drove the market?
So that red was just very little red for the all share. All right. We were down most of the day, but we ended quite strongly and just short of the flat line. Yeah. I think certainly the terrorism events over the weekend, both what happened in Nice and then of course the attempted coup in Turkey, I think started us off on a fairly negative footing. But as the day progressed, I think there was certainly more information coming out from Turkey that this was a failed attempt, that things were reasonably under control at this stage. And then sort of starting to look back at the US market again, where although it was relatively light trade today, I do think some positive sentiment coming through from that market.
How did the Rand perform then?
Well, so the Rand is actually been on a bit of a trot. So Friday night, long after our market closed, when the coup attempt in Turkey took place, The Rand, along with most other emerging market currencies, actually took quite a knock. It was down about 2.5% at one stage. But by the time our market opened again this morning, that had pretty much recovered again. And I really think this is, just an emerging market currency story overall. Interestingly enough, South Africa is not the preferred emerging market within the universe. Yeah. But in the light of what happened in Turkey, I think what could even argue that today we might have received some of the emerging market flow that would have gone to Turkey and maybe some of the other Eastern European emerging markets, and that we were maybe a little bit of a net beneficiary on the day.
Right. Oil under pressure. Tell us about that.
So I think, again, along with the sort of the concerns around not just Turkey, but also the other terror events that we've seen unfold, that coupled with some supply side disruptions have kept oil sort of elevated above the $50 a barrel mark. A lot of that has been taken out of the system, and we see oil down a good 2% today. Down for oil, of course, means good for us
good
when
for
it comes.
Us.
But certainly looks as though it might be heading lower at this stage. And maybe down to 40 rather than back up to 50, which is great news.
Oh, great news. And let's hope it keeps the momentum going down towards the end of the month, because these petrol price increases.
We need it desperately. Yeah.
Then the MPC begins its 3-day meeting tomorrow. What can be expected from that gathering?
So, there's also the inflation numbers coming out on Wednesday. Yes. So by the time they make their announcements on Thursday, they will know what the latest inflation reading is. And just talking about where we see the Rand and oil prices. So the Rand strong, the oil price is relatively low. I think that certainly will assist the Reserve Bank in not increasing interest rates.
Yeah.
I don't think there's really any need for it at this stage. It seems as though inflation expectations are also reasonably under control. But I don't expect him to come out dovish and suddenly say that this is the end of the hiking cycle. Rather that this is a pause in the hiking cycle. And much like the US Fed also, wait to see more certainty in data unfold. And much like we saw Janet Yellen recently before the Brexit vote, pause on interest rates to see what transpires. I doubt very much that we'll see a move on interest rates before our upcoming local government elections early in August.
We'll wait and see. Now let's talk wages. No settlement yet between Eskom and the workers' unions. What's going on there?
So yes, I think they are just too far apart at this stage. This is not really a major wage negotiation season. But we did see also today that the clothing and textile union they at least agreed. Although, slightly higher than inflation, 8.25% wage settlement in terms of that. And this is such an important component for the Reserve Bank in terms of its inflation targeting policy. They realize that there's quite a bit of exogenous factors that we can't do all that much about, and certainly where domestic interest rates will not influence. Certainly things like our, the food price inflation that we've seen, or the impact of the Rand when it is not domestic factors that drive it. But inflation expectations is an incredibly important driver of future inflation. So as much as the Reserve Bank will try and do as much as they can to contain those, it's especially in these wage settlements that inflation expectations play such an important role, and why they need to keep that under control so that the wage push does not come through based on some sort of higher expectation of inflation, which is not even in the system just yet.
Most definitely. We'll leave it there. Thanks. ETF SA's Narina Fissa with the day's market wrap here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000.